Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Just moments ago, also coming up at 8:45, talk your trash over at Huntington Bank Field. Just keep it PG or you are going to regret the day you ever went to a Browns game, which is, I understand. Yeah, you make your jokes. 216-474-0092. If there's anybody who really wants Kyler Murray, I don't think any fans would want Kyler Murray whatsoever. Like when I brought up the Cowboys, or I didn't bring it up, the Cowboys brought it up, basically. I mean, they got out to Jordan Schultz and Adam Schefter, and they all had it that Deion has talked to the Cowboys about the head coaching job. The Cowboys are the Cowboys. They're nuts. Jerry Jones is nuts. Deion is, I'm sure he'd coach in the NFL. I think he'd only want to coach his son, which eventually, I mean, at some point the bird has to leave the nest, but whatever. He wants to coach his son. Yeah, I'm open for business. Give me a call. Give me a call. You want Shador that bad? Go ahead and give me a call. We can talk about this. With anybody else, if you call me up, like if the Chiefs called us up and was like, hey, we'll give you Patrick Mahomes for number two overall, you might say, well, it's Patrick Mahomes. If it's anybody of any reputation for the number two overall, I got to think something's wrong with you. Like Patrick Mahomes either has some sort of illness or has done an unspeakable act that you want to call us up and offer the number two overall. Kyler Murray, it's like, nope, something's wrong with this guy. Why are you willing to give up this guy who you have kept and paid to get the number two overall pick? No. Nope. Mm-mm. I got one problem. I don't need another.
Wait. Tell me what you think of Kyler Murray, first of all, before any of that.
I don't think he's the guy you go in a Super Bowl with, so I'm not trading the number two overall pick for him. Flat out.
Right, right.
And then I would have to think that there's something wrong with him. That the video game stuff, the contract stuff that came out, okay, that's all true now. That's all true. You guys tried your best to cover it up. He got with Jonathan Gannon. He got with that offense. Things have changed a little bit. He looks a little bit better, even though the wheels, as Ryan said, did get a little shaky towards the end. He's gotten better, but no. Mm-mm. No. Cowboys are a different story because I think they would give up a lot. If they got Deion, then I think that they would give up a lot to go get the number two pick to draft Shador to make sure that he's the guy. They could try to go out there and say that his son is not going to play for anybody until the Cowboys get there. Somebody could just take him out of spite and go, make me a trade. Make me the best offer you can. And if it's not the Browns, then it's not the Browns. Fine, whatever. But that would be the only one that I would wonder with, because I think we get a reasonable quarterback back out of that deal who would have his problems, his own questions, certainly, as long as he was amenable to it because he has to agree to the trade. You can get that back. You can get first-round picks. Try to, quote-unquote, protect yourself in certain ways. That if he took a nosedive this year, then the season would come off the rails again, and that we would have another first-round pick next year that we could use to either move up or stay where we're at and go ahead and draft high and put some people around him and stop all this silliness with these quarterbacks.
Yeah, when we were bringing up Kyler Murray, I didn't realize for the number two pick, which
it was for the number two.
I don't think anybody.
That's what
would
he
be.
Said. I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what quarterbacks that would even be remotely available that I would consider trading two for. And I know the Dak Prescott thing is coming up, but that there's more than that in terms of the considerations. Yeah,
he said number two.
That.
That's it. I don't get another number one. None of that stuff for Dallas. I want your number 12, I want next year's one. That's where it starts for number two. You want your son, you're going to pay for him. And that because I need to get myself an out for the future.
Yeah, now the Cowboys would probably respond and say, but you're getting Dak.
I want Dak,
you're
too.
You're getting Dak Prescott.
Okay.
You're getting the quarterback that fixes your problem. So
does
why
it?
Would we have to give you another?
Whoa, does he? Does he fix my problem? If you're willing to give him up, then he should be able to
but
fix
he,
your.
Is your problem the same way Kirk Cousins fixes your problem or Sam Darnold fixes your problem?
I don't know if those guys fix my problem.
Right. Well, none of them truly fix your problem. It's to get by and to still have competitive seasons and make the playoffs.
If I'm giving you up my number two, they better fix the problem, or I'm going to want some other possibilities so I have myself an out where I can fix, quote unquote, my problem.
Well, and then what complicates it is you're not just getting Dak Prescott, you're getting the $70 million cap hits that accompany the Dak Prescott, the way but the contract was structured.
Jack Duffin says you could kick that down the road. I read it here.
You could, but what space do you have to do anything else?
I don't know.
You're not going to be a premier player in free agency at all.
Babe, ask Jack. Don't ask me.
And what did we say about the roster towards the end of the year? need an influx of new talent.
All I know is that every time anybody worries about the cap, they seem to figure out a way. So.
Yeah,
and anytime the cap gets brought up, it seems to be the way it seems to be figured out.
It's not that they can't get under the cap. Yes, no team has ever not been under the cap. It's illegal to operate under the cap. There's 1,000% certainty they're going to be under the cap, regardless of what they do. The question is, do they have anything, any leeway, any flexibility to do anything else and to make your team better?
Probably not.
That is where I think it gets lost in all of this. The Browns are really behind the eight ball because other teams will have more money than them. So you're not just going to be able to pluck all the guys that you want at different positions. You're not going to get any of the top guys.
No.
You're going to get what's left because you don't have enough cap space.
That's true. More than likely.
Even with the cap going up, yes, it goes up for everybody else too. Therefore, the other teams have more leeway than you do.
So you don't even want to make a deal with Dak, do you?
No, I didn't say necessarily that I don't. I'm just saying it's a really complex trade. I don't think the Browns hold as much of the cards as I think some of the fans think they do just because, hey, you need Shador Sanders. Well, you got to go through our dead body. Well, all right, but don't you want Dak Prescott? And he has a no-trade clause.
Pry Shador Sanders out of my cold, so dead hands.
This is not as easy as I think people think it is.
I just want to make sure Ryan said you would get Kyler and the 16th pick for number two, right?
Yeah.
And that's just a no-go at all. Because that's a trade down, essentially, and you're getting a quarterback.
You're getting a starting quarterback. You're getting a bona fide starting quarterback.
Yeah. Is he bona fide?
Mm-hmm. He's absolutely a starter.
So are you down with this decision then?
He would start Kyler Murray. How many
start for the
it's
Browns?
Enough that I've put it on my list of quarterbacks to.
Oh, come
think
on!
About.
You're serious?
If
with
you
no
know,
other,
I only outs. Believe in one quarterback right now.
Kyler Murray's better than Russell Wilson, right? He's better than what Pittsburgh had this year.
He's at least younger. I'll take at least younger.
Boy, we're really reaching for the stars here.
He's way better than. I mean,
of course, he's better than Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Well, you made it sound like Kyler Murray can't start in this league.
What?
We just came up with two teams he'd start for.
He doesn't fix
and we're the third team he'd start
he
for. So how many teams would Kyler Murray start for in this league?
Number two, I get the number 16, and I get Kyler Murray. That doesn't fix all my problems.
I just want to make sure we have the same definitions of a starting quarterback in this league, because you rolled your eyes when I said that.
Of course he's a starting quarterback in the league. I just don't want him. And then I would have to figure out what's wrong with him. What is wrong?
Well,
they
don't think he's good enough.
Then why are you giving him up for the number two overall pick?
But this is going to be the consideration we have for all of the guys that we're looking at. I mean,
why take him?
That's the same thing for Sam Darnold. Is he good enough to win a Super Bowl? No. Why do we want him?
Well, I just go, why do I need your Kyler Murray? I'm just taking risk on Shador Sanders here.
I'd rather just take the risk on Shador Sanders than Kyler Murray. Are in the same boat. I'm getting closer by the day to saying take the quarterback at number two.
There you go.
But with that said, if you weren't going that way, if that was you determined that's not the route you want to take, the Browns have done the work and they say, we don't have this guy graded anywhere near that. He's not a first-round grade. Okay, now we're having a different discussion. We have to have a quarterback play next year. So who are the guys that are bona fide starters in this league that could start for the Browns and could take them forward as opposed to just tank, just we're tanking next year? I do think Kyler Murray is a guy that you could
win.
Kyler
Murray's probably at the top of the threshold of anybody somewhat even realistic, which probably isn't realistic.
3,800 yards last year. He ran for...
And ran for another 400?
600.
600.
572.
You know what? Jeremy in Twinsburg. Jeremy, you there?
I'm here, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, I got a question for you, bud. Do you want Kyler Murray for the number two overall pick? That's where this is devolved into.
No, I don't. I don't want Kyler Murray. We don't need another guy running around with his head cut off.
There you go.
We need a good, solid pocket passer, a big, strong quarterback. And to be honest with you, you guys are killing me. I'm all about. I think the Browns got a crazy owner, and nobody is crazier than Jerry Jones. And Deion Sanders is going to manipulate this draft to get. He's going to, if he comes to the NFL, he's going to want to coach his son. I'm all in. I think the Cowboys would trade Dak Prescott and their pick for the number two, and then we can pick up another quarterback in the third or fourth round that can be developed. But I should have called an hour before you guys talked about it. But I definitely think that's the way to go.
Jeremy, thank you very much for the call. Obviously, I'm willing to entertain that. It's just, well, would you rather have less picks and Kyler Murray, or would you rather have a couple more picks and Dak Prescott under my premise?
Now, Dak is coming off the injury. He's coming off surgery. He's got a little less mobile as the years have gone by. So that was a big part of his success early on in his career was mobility, and he definitely lost some of it, and that was before the injury.
He certainly did.
These are all, we're, again, lesser of evils. We are going through. Now, if the crazy Jerry aspect of that, that is, I think, what has some Browns fans going, he's willing to do what?
Yeah.
What is he going to trade?
Because we
what
think
are we going to get?
Yeah, because we think he's nuts. And because we think he's nuts,
I mean, there's
right, let's
always,
see how nuts he's willing to
there's
get.
Always an offer, right? There's always an offer. I mean, as much as we talk about Myles Garrett, untouchable. Well, there's always an offer. What if a team's giving you their next six first-round picks? All right, yeah,
you can
see you, Miles.
Call.
No, Miles. But no one would do that. Yeah, no one's that crazy.
I don't blame anybody for making calls. I didn't blame Washington for calling Kansas City over Patrick Mahomes. No reason to make fun of them for that.
I don't get why they got made fun of for that. I will never understand that. Yeah, you should be. You should be calling everybody.
Because we'd like content, and it's fun.
There's enough hours in the day as a GM. Believe me, you've got guys working under you. You can make calls.
I would say, considering how you're not like this, but how defensive we are about Cleveland, it's easier for a lot of radio show hosts to make fun of certain franchises, and Washington has been a punching bag. So just calling... That anybody could do, just making a call and saying, hey, would you give them up? Doesn't matter. They're going to make fun of them.